chaos, bloodshed, and fury in Rio de Janeiro's El Mao complex. Bodies bundled onto makeshift stretchers, into cars, whatever people could find. Others strewn onto the streets, along with bullet shells.
The police say, "Bum, you're going to die now. Bum's going to die." But it could be his son, right? It could be his son, a worker. But the people from the favela don't have a voice.
This is the aftermath of a large-scale police raid on a complex of Rio's slums, known as favelas. Brazilian media published video of helicopters firing into the region. And one of exchange of fire from the ground. There, armoured vehicles forced their way through the labyrinth of alleyways. Some 400 officers were involved in the operation. Police say they acted in self-defense.
I would have preferred for them not to react and for us to arrest the 14 or 15 people who would have faced justice. Unfortunately, they chose to react and attacked the police officers.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has long favored heavy-handed police tactics.
Crime and gangs are growing in this area, and the police find it difficult to fight these criminals. It's similar to when we watched cowboy movies in the past, whenever someone committed a crime in the US and ran away.
The Public Defender's Office says there are many signs of human rights violations. Most of the victims are accused of being gang members. Police say they robbed banks, stole cars, and were planning attacks on rival favelas.
Even if he was a criminal, this is wrong. He has to be arrested. Are you going to kill? Are you going to kill?
What the police describe as an operation, locals are calling a massacre, saying the punishment doesn't fit the crimes. Laura Berdemanley, Al Jazeera.